halftime at the Panther Pit. Boys game, Storm Lake St. Mary's leads River Valley 22-15. And here at the half, a chance to recap the St. Mary's girls win 51-30 over River Valley. To my right is head coach Derek Varner, as planned to have Lizzie Lenhart up here as well, and hopefully still will, Derek, as she's busy dancing right now. But you say she was so excited about a chance to talk up that she's going to make it up here soon after. She's going to, you got a stopwatch out. I bet 5 seconds and she'll be up here on headset.
Yeah, she was, she's like, make sure you tell him that I'm still going to try to make it up there. And I'll let him know.
Oh, well, she's got plenty of time now. As first, we'll get your thoughts on tonight's 21-point victory. What stood out to you in the effort?
Yeah, I thought we offensively, you know, we started slow, and we picked up the pace as the game got going on. Our shots, I mean, we're getting shots, we just weren't making them. And as the game progressed, we started making our shots, and then coming out of the gates in the second half, it was the same thing. We just started off slow. They jumped on us. They got they caught up. I think they made 3 or 4 buckets in a row. They went on a little run, and it took us a while to get back into the pace of the game, and that's one thing that we're trying to work on as a team, is coming out playing hot right off the bat.
Yeah, but they got within 4 at one point in the third quarter, but you got it back to what it was, the halftime margin at the end of 3 at 10 points, and you cruised from there.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just we got to come out of the break and try to pick up where we left off, and that's one thing that we need to work on in the future.
Well, Lizzie Lenhart, who we'll hear from momentarily, led the way with 20 and 3 in double figures. Olivia Shaler had 12. A nice game for Abby Jones, too, had 10.
Yeah, she was working hard down low, getting some open shots, and we've been trying to tell her, you need to flash. We can't stay stagnant. We got to move around, and she's starting to pick that up a little bit, and she's getting some better looks.
Well, I saw a little of the work you were doing around 5 o'clock coming into the gym here today, and new athletic director, Dave Brighton, has been around the block. He's coached basketball for 3 decades in the past, so I know he was helping you out there. What has he been providing the most assistance in as well for you as a first-year coach?
Yeah, I mean, he's done a good job. He wanted to talk to the girls before the game, and I thought, he had a couple plays that he wanted to show them, and I'm willing to take all the help I can get as a first-year coach, and he showed them some really great things that can, hopefully help us get some buckets in the future games. So,
and tomorrow at Southeast Valley, what do you know about the Jaguars?
We've had a chance to watch them on tape a few times, and I mean, I think it's a game that it's going to be a highly competitive game. I think that we're on the same level as them. We just got to come out. We got to, do the things that we talked about. Stick to the process. We need to, do what we work on in practice. Make sure we stay, level-headed. Keep our minds in the game, and it should be a fun game to watch.
Well, congrats tomorrow, Derek, and congrats tonight on your second win. Good luck tomorrow when you take on Southeast Valley. Thanks a lot for the time.
Appreciate it.
And let's turn it over to junior Lizzie Lenhart, who's been waiting long enough up here. Lizzie, how'd the dancing go tonight? Were you feeling it?
Yeah, it went okay.
Good. And so, well, it went more than okay on the hardwood playing hoops here earlier, as you had 20 points in the 21-point win over River Valley. What did you take away from the victory?
Yeah, it was nice to get another win as our team. We worked together well. We started off a little bit slow, but towards the end of the game, in the fourth quarter especially, we started to get our groove back together, and we started to work as a team more, and yeah, we came away with a win.
Indeed. He had 20 points, as he did in the win last Friday over West Bend Mallard. Had a double-digit scoring effort on Tuesday as well, you did, against Sioux Central. Your offensive game, do you feel like it's clicking pretty well for you right now?
I get to the line a lot, and I like to shoot free throws. That's where a majority of my points come from. I find open looks, and if I see my teammate open, I'll get an assist. I
By far the most free throws attempted of the team, a 12 of 18 tonight. No fear, I guess, driving to the basket?
Yeah, no, I like to go to the iron and get to the line because I know I have a pretty good groove when I get to the line. So.
Now, for yourself, you started playing 2 years ago, as St. Mary's didn't have a varsity team last year, so you were fourth in scoring under three seniors, stepping up more so, as I'm sure you did playing the JV schedule last year. How's that been for you, being really the one to be counted on? Olivia, too, I guess, but is that something you really relish?
I like to have the ball in my hand when it comes down to the wire, and I know I like to be a leader on the team, and I've been playing basketball for a long time now, and I think it comes with smartness with how to play the game. So, no, I enjoy being that person on the team to get it, done.
Well, you do a good job at that. So just before 5 o'clock, as you were winding up preparations for tonight, what were you working on as I was talking to with coach about Mr. Brighton was helping out as well? What were you trying to polish up there just before right around the 5 o'clock time?
Yeah, we were working on some new inbounds plays that we could run and to get some open threes looks for Liv and Callie. And, we worked on that, and we ran a couple during the game, and they were effective for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the practice, Olivia Shaler drilled a couple of those before the game. So feed her on the inbounds,
yeah.
I guess, right? So
yeah.
I don't think you had this set tonight. I could be wrong, but you had one where you all line up in the row along the free throw line, which your assistant coach had came up with a name for. You remember what that was? No?
Mm-mm.
He called it the Wall of Posey.
Oh, yeah.
You did hear that.
Yeah, I heard that.
I didn't see you line up in the wall tonight, or
no.
Am I wrong? No.
We didn't end up running that one.
Yeah,
but.
Well, maybe saving that look out, Jaguars. And so, this is something new as far as every year I think I've been here at least. There's been multiple Lenharts on the basketball rosters, but not so this year.
No. Nope.
You're the only one.
Yeah, I'm the last of the group going through, so.
Yeah, and I bring that up because with the Christmas approaching, how many people do you have to buy gifts for?
Oh, a lot.
Really?
Yeah, we got a big group.
Yeah, like more than 20?
Yeah.
Is that even underestimated?
There's a lot of us.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. For sure.
Yeah, so what are the holiday plans? What's where is it going to be taking you?
Well, my family's going down to Florida to celebrate with my mom's side, and then we're going to come back and celebrate Lenhart Christmas the week after Christmas. So
good times. Where in Florida?
We're going just right outside Orlando.
Nice.
Yep.
Sweet. Well, hey, enjoy, and congrats on the win tonight.
Thank
you. Lizzie Lenhart.